This update is brought to you by Rooney Contracting and Rooney Crane, LLC of Bad Axe, by A&B Auto Repair. For complete auto repair, see A&B Auto Repair just east of the theater in downtown Bad Axe, and by Ozentoski Farm Equipment of Bad Axe and Pigeon. Here is the latest news from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom and the Associated Press. I'm Nick Johnson. In rural communities like those in Huron County, where private wells are commonplace, ensuring the safety of drinking water becomes a paramount concern. Unlike public water supplies, private well water isn't subject to routine testing requirements. This knowledge gap underscores the importance of proactive testing measures for residents. The Huron County Health Department emphasizes the necessity of regular well water testing to safeguard against potential contaminants. According to recommendations from the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, testing for coliform bacteria, nitrate, and nitrate should occur annually. Additionally, assessments for arsenic, copper, and lead are advised every 3 to 5 years. To facilitate this crucial process, residents are encouraged to utilize resources provided by MDHHS, such as the Drinking Water Hotline. The havoc that recent wicked weather had on the southern part of the state underscored the importance of having weather warning sirens. The Vassar Township Board of Trustees took steps to warn as many residents as possible of pending weather disasters with the purchase of 3 refurbished emergency sirens at a cost of $17,900 each. That price includes battery packs and installation of the sirens. The sirens were purchased in anticipation their sound would be able to cover nearly all of the township from their various locations. During testing, each siren could be heard from about 3 miles. Depending on the direction of the wind and its speed, the sound could carry further. Historically, tornadoes and/or property-damaging storms over the last few years have happened in the southern part of Tuscola County. The state's distribution of fees from marijuana businesses in the township was used to pay for the sirens. And we'll be right back with more news at WLEW and WHST right after this.
It's the Cub Cadet Ultimate Sales Event going on now through May 18th at Ozentoski Farm Equipment of Bad Axe, your local Cub Cadet dealer. With huge discounts, special factory pricing, and low-rate financing on approved credit, you'll be sure to find the right zero-turn mower or lawn tractor to fit your needs at the lowest prices of the year. Save big on the Cub Cadet Ultimate Z-Series zero-turn mowers with 60-inch heavy-duty mowing decks to make mowing quick and effortless. Ozentoski's have Cub Cadet SLX 54 riding mowers in stock with a 54-inch deck and ready to deliver a premium cut to your lawn. So stop into Ozentoski Farm Equipment of Bad Axe for the Cub Cadet Ultimate Sales Event and save big money. But you better hurry. This sales event only goes now through May 18th.
This is Tim Ozentoski. Stop in and look over our Cub Cadets and kick a tire. Ouch!
An explosion during an outdoor fire gathering in Saginaw over the weekend left 2 teens severely injured and injured an 11-year-old. Initial investigations by Saginaw fire officials suggest that gasoline was used to ignite the fire, but the exact cause of the explosion remains unclear. Saginaw's fire marshal emphasized the dangers in an interview with TV5 of using accelerants and stressed the importance of proper fire safety measures. One of the injured teenagers, 13-year-old Riley Shoemaker, suffered extensive third-degree burns covering 80% of his body. Due to the severity of his injuries, he was airlifted from Saginaw to C.S. Mott Children's Hospital in Ann Arbor. Despite the medical team's best efforts, Riley remains in critical condition, with his prognosis remaining grim. His family, facing unimaginable stress and challenges, has initiated a GoFundMe campaign to alleviate the financial burden of medical expenses, lodging, and travel costs. As authorities continue to investigate the incident, residents are reminded to prioritize safety when engaging in outdoor activities, especially during the warmer months when outdoor fires are common. Military officials say the remains of a 17-year-old soldier from Michigan who was killed in the Korean War in 1950 have been identified and will be buried in his home state. The Defense POW/MIA Accounting Agency announced Tuesday that U.S. Army Private First Class Thomas A. Smith's remains were identified by military scientists who analyzed DNA, dental, and anthropological evidence. The agency says Smith, who was from Grant, Michigan, will be buried in that western Michigan city at a date that's yet to be determined. Smith was 17 when he was reported missing in action in August 1950 when his unit took part in a battle at the southern end of the Korean Peninsula. And we'll return with more news for you right after this.
No matter the season, mud in your driveway or around your estate can not only be detrimental to your vehicle's alignment and fresh car wash, but to your carpet as well. Let Rooney Contracting take your estate from this to this. Rooney Contracting will grade, form, add gravel, crushed asphalt, or crushed concrete to repair your driveway permanently. Imagine your estate with a pond. Rooney Contracting can make it happen. A pond large enough for your rowboat or large enough for your love boat. Oh, remember, Rooney's crane service is available to erect structures like grain silos and houses. Rooney also handles demolition. Call Rooney Contracting at 989-269-7132. If you're ready to move around some earth, call Rooney Excavating, endorsed by friends at Jimmy Hoffa.
Mexico's consulate in Central Florida is working to support a community of farm workers after a highway collision killed 8 Mexican citizens and injured 40 other people. A Florida man pleaded not guilty on Wednesday to charges of driving under the influence, manslaughter. Authorities say the man's pickup truck sideswiped the worker's bus early Tuesday. The bus swerved off a rural 2-lane road and rolled over in a pasture. Mexico's president says 44 of the people on the bus were Mexican citizens hired for a watermelon harvest. Florida farms use about 50,000 H-2A workers each year, more than any other state. The number of U.S. fatal overdoses fell last year. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention posted the numbers Wednesday. CDC officials noted the data is provisional and could change after more analysis, but that they still expect a drop when the final counts are in. The agency says about 107,500 people died of overdoses in the U.S. last year. That's down 3% from 2022. It's too soon to know what spurred the decline, but experts reacted cautiously. They say the decline is relatively small, and they also note that the last time a decline occurred in 2018, drug deaths shot up afterward. And we will be back after this.
I don't know very much about vehicles, so when I have an issue with my car, I call Ashley at A&B Auto Repair next to the theater in downtown Bad Axe. Ashley, Brian, and the mechanics always provide top-notch service. They are very knowledgeable and answer my questions with straightforward advice. A&B even knows what I mean when I'm trying to describe that funky sound that my car is making. Ashley takes the anxiety out of going to the auto shop. So if you need maintenance on your vehicle, new tires, brakes, or if it's shaking as it's going down the road or making those weird noises, do what I do. See Ashley or Brian at A&B Auto located next to the theater in downtown Bad Axe. Call 989-269-2347 or stop in to set up an appointment to get your car taken care of and meet these friendly faces.
Hi, this is Ashley Kramer from A&B Auto Repair and Service in downtown Bad Axe. We offer all major tire brands, perform wheel alignments, service brakes, oil changes, suspension and steering parts, tune-ups, and all general maintenance and more. It's superior service at an affordable price at A&B Auto Repair, located east of the theater in downtown Bad Axe.
Slovakia's populist Prime Minister Robert Fico was shot multiple times and gravely wounded after a political event in an attempted assassination that shocked the small country and reverberated across Europe. Doctors were still fighting for his life several hours after the 59-year-old pro-Russian leader was hit. That's according to Defense Minister Robert Kalina, who spoke to reporters outside the hospital where Fico was being treated. He said an operation on Fico was not yet complete. The government said at least four shots were fired outside a cultural center in the town of Handlova, nearly 85 miles northeast of the capital, where Fico was meeting with supporters. And we do have an obituary report for you. Maurice Oscar Haig, age 79, of Gagetown, passed away Sunday, May 12th, at McLaren Thumb Region Hospital in Bad Axe. Per Maurice's wishes, cremation has taken place. Arrangements are being handled by Yingle Mellendorf Funeral Home in Seaboyne. Share a memory with Maurice Haig's family at jmfuneralhome.com. And that has been your news for this hour on WLEW and WHST. I'm Nick Johnson. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, visit our website, thumbnet.net. And again, this update has been brought to you by Rooney Contracting and Rooney Crane, LLC of Bad Axe, by A&B Auto Repair. For complete auto repair, see A&B Auto Repair just east of the theater in downtown Bad Axe. And by Ozentoski Farm Equipment of Bad Axe and Pigeon. And currently the temperature is 59 degrees, wind speeds are from the northeast at 14 miles per hour, and the humidity is at 49%.